NPR.
Adrian, Darian, you guys hungry? It is time for our Indicator Friendsgiving dinner.
Yeah.
It looks amazing, Waylon. Wait, is that a meat alternative celebration loaf?
Of course it is. We gotta have something for our resident vegetarian.
I appreciate it.
Hey, Waylon, can you pass the cranberry sauce?
Yeah, you want the canned one with the ridges or the chunky homemade one in the fancy crystal dish?
Come on, is that even a question? Give me the canned stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the stuff.
Oh my gosh.
Delicious.
Well, look, before we start, I thought maybe we could do the thing and go around and say what we're all grateful for.
Okay. You mean like a Indicators of the Week, but Thanksgiving edition?
Ooh, I think that's a great idea. Because, you know, there's been a lot of tough news this year, but there are some economic bright spots, like the soft landing we might be seeing right now with low unemployment and lower inflation.
That's true. And we talk every year about the price of a classic Thanksgiving dinner. This year, it's actually 4.5% cheaper than last year. So almost everything on this table is a little less expensive than it used to be.
That's right. And as of this morning, I guess the OpenAI staff is thankful to have Sam Altman back as CEO, at least for now. So today on the show, let's serve up three indicators that we are feeling especially grateful for. That's after the break.
Support for NPR and the following message come from Fisher Investments. SVP Judy Abrams shares how their fiduciary duty comes to life while helping clients plan for retirement.
As a fiduciary, we must make decisions in our clients' best interest. So we work with them in consultation to be on a glide path so when they want the option to retire, that portfolio is still going to keep working for them at this stage of life.
Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. This message comes from NPR sponsor Arctic Wolf. Their researchers have released the Arctic Wolf Lab's 2024 threat report. Why will 2024 be a volatile year for cybersecurity? Learn more and get your copy now at arcticwolf.com/NPR.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Integrative Therapeutics, with vitamins and supplements previously available only through practitioners, including Cortisol Manager. Unlock your best self with clinician-curated supplements from Integrative Therapeutics, now on Amazon.
Well, we're all at the dinner table. Thanksgiving indicators. Adrian.
You know what? I'm going to say that the indicator that I am most thankful for this year is the Global Supply Chain Pressure Index.
You won't hear that around many tables this year at Thanksgiving.
Only Adrian.
Yeah, this was definitely a favorite of mine. It's not the most well-known indicator. I kind of think of it as the indie band that hasn't quite broken out yet. But basically, it was created about a couple years ago by economists at the New York Fed to get a picture of just how snarled the world's supply chains were getting during the pandemic. And you remember that time, right? There was all sorts of things messing up the supply chain. Of course, there was the pandemic.
Yep, a lot of people spending online like it was going out of style.
And then we had COVID lockdowns in China and it just seemed like if you wanted to get anything from China, that was taking a long time.
Totally. And then Russia invaded Ukraine, which really messed up supply chains for everything from like energy to food. And so this is why the Global Supply Chain Pressure Index essentially tried to get a picture of all these things together by combining a bunch of different variables. So we're talking about like everything from the price of shipping by air and sea to manufacturing data from producers around the globe. And when they combined all these things, they came out with a single number every month to sum out just how messed up things were getting. And the good news is that the index hit negative 1.74 last month.
So you want it to be negative?
Yeah, it's actually a good thing. This is good news because it means that in the past couple of years, the pandemic has eased up and companies have adapted to the new supply chain reality. So negative 1.74, what it indicates is that global supply chain pressure is the lowest it's been in at least 25 years. So think about that. Just in time for the holidays, that is something I am thankful for.
I'm in the market for some new earphones, so I hope they will be available.
Ooh, put those on NPR's tab.
All right, well, thanks, Adrian. Waylon, what do you got?
Oh, sorry. Was it my turn? I'm just... I got really distracted. No, I just, let me respond to this real quick.
No phones at the Thanksgiving table, Waylon. Come on.
No, but this is really important. You know how we have this great divide in text messaging between people who have iPhones and people who have Androids?
Oh, yeah. I mean, like I have an iPhone, but I know whenever somebody has an Android phone because their texts appear on my phone in green bubbles, whereas the iPhone ones are in blue.
And apparently when messages are sent between iPhones, you've actually got higher quality images. On iMessage, you've got those dots and special features that you can't get when you're just doing text messages or on a different platform.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, and actually, for some reason, the video always appears as this like tiny pixelated square.
So this is because iMessage, which is Apple's messaging system, does not play nice with Android. And this has, of course, been a great source of angst for many group text threads, maybe in your own family group chats. You can discuss that over Thanksgiving. But I have news for your family. That's all changing. That brings me to my indicator, which is actually an acronym and not a number, RCS. It stands for Rich Communication Services, and it's a messaging standard used by Android. And here's the thing, Apple says that starting sometime next year, iPhones will support RCS. And this could mean big improvements to, you know, the cross-messaging experience. Like, you will get now high-quality images even between iPhone and Android.
And Apple's a pretty stubborn company.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the company has been almost famously indifferent to complaints about iMessage versus Android. In 2022, Apple CEO Tim Cook was asked about this at a conference, and he said, buy your mom an iPhone. That was his response. So,
of course.
And, you know, the company has not said what inspired them to change their mind on messaging. But we do know that Apple's been getting, you know, the hairy eyeball from European regulators over interoperability issues.
Okay, so the big question I'm wondering is, like, does this mean that there will be no more sort of blue-green bubble divide?
Well, Apple told the industry site 9to5 Mac that RCS messages are still going to show up in green, so sorry. Oh, I think the food's getting cold. So, Darren, why don't you finish up our Thanksgiving gratitude circle?
My Thanksgiving indicator is $30,000, which is the boost to salaries that the average American thinks would make them happy or less stressed. I guess thankful, even.
So that's the price of thankfulness is a raise?
Yeah. So the finance company Empower surveyed 2,000 Americans, and they spoke to people on less than $25,000 salaries all the way up to $250,000 plus salaries. And there was one constant. A majority of them in each bracket said that the key to bliss would be more money.
This is like the beginning of a parable.
Yeah, and I hope I don't get too sermony or too preachy in this segment. But, you know, the reason I bring this up is because there's a bit of a Thanksgiving lesson here. Now, there are, of course, people who are content with what they have, but there wasn't an income bracket where the majority of respondents said, yeah, you know, I'm good.
Even the people at the tippy top?
No, and in fact, they would like even more money, of course, before they are content and happy.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
So you might know about habituation, you know, that psychological term where humans are very good at getting used to what we have and striving for more. And look, there's a good side to this. It's the kind of drive that has propelled us to build railways and farms and ornate crafts.
Like macrame? What are we talking about?
But look, you know, for those who can, I wonder whether it's worth taking a pause on Thanksgiving and asking whether we should give gratitude for how much we have.
Wait a second, Darren. We're supposed to talk about what we're thankful for. Sounds like you're just telling people, be grateful.
You haven't seen how cramped my yacht has gotten, Darian.
Fair point. And look, I'm grappling with what the message is here. Like, obviously, money can mean you don't have to worry about yacht space or hunger or ordinary housing, but so many of us still strive for more and more. And so you do wonder whether a deep breath, at least once a year, could be helpful. Will that big pay rise actually make us happy? Or next year, will we be coming back asking for more?
Speaking of more, does anyone want seconds?
Oh, yes. More celebration love, please.
Oh, here you go.
Can't get enough.
Anybody mind if I finish off this cranberry sauce?
This episode of The Indicator was produced by Julia Ritchie with engineering by Sina Lafredo. It was fact-checked by Sierra Juarez. Our editor is Kikin Cannon, and The Indicator is a production of NPR.
Happy Thanksgiving! Over the past couple decades, the U.S. has lost about a third of its newspapers, taking thousands of local journalists off their beat. A functioning democracy and functioning local journalism go hand in hand. We're trying to do our part, and that's why we need you to do your part. Make sure that the NPR network stays strong by supporting us at donate.npr.org. And thank you.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Capella University. With Capella's FlexPath learning format, you can earn your degree online at your own pace and get support from people who care about your success. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
This message comes from NPR sponsor American Express. Take your business further with the smart and flexible Amex Business Gold Card. It's packed with benefits that help unlock more value from your business purchases. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.